Okay, our friends. So today we are going to be reading you a story because every now and then when the sun comes out, you got to make a break for it. You got to run outside and enjoy the sunshine. And that is exactly what goes on in today's story. We will see some kids going for a walk. And not just any walk, a proper one, a hike. So today's story is called The Hike. It was written by Allison Farrell, and my friends, you got to check this book out. I will put a link for it on my Amazon affiliates page. Go and grab a copy, follow along. You're not going to want to miss it. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Little Love Lizard and
Little
Little Love Lizard.
Two little love lizards.
Little Love Lizard.
They're so precious.
Little Love Lizard.
I'm so glad they're here with me today.
Little Love Lizard.
For a story. Do you know you
Nip,
can
nip,
see?
nip, nip,
Oh,
nip,
don't go nipping
nip,
me now. You know you can see lizards on a hike.
Lizard?
You can.
Little Love
Let's see
Lizard.
If we can find one in this book, shall we?
Yeah.
The kids are here in the picture, and we can see. The first one says, "Yoo-hoo, almost ready." And the other two are just about ready. And one says, "Just one more cut." And the other says, "Just a few more feathers." Because they are, it looks like, packing their bags to do something. Let's see. "We are going on a hike," they say. And we can see who it is. There's Wren, Elle, Hattie, and their dog, Bean. In the picture, we can see they have animals they've already spotted on their hike. A chipmunk, a red fox, a bumblebee, and they've seen flowers, and they've seen plants, snowberry, lupine, mullein, and look, a mountain chickadee. And there's a Steller's jay feather. From a jaybird, I think.
Did you know snowberries are poisonous? So if you're going on a rock and you see any snowberries, do not eat them.
I did not know
They
that.
are poisonous and they can make you sick.
I'm glad you're telling me that. Now, it's our favorite thing to do, the three of them say. And they are marching in a knothole in a tree. We can see some barred owlets and deer fern, another chipmunk, some salmon berry, English ivy climbing up the tree, Oregon grapes, even a fairy ring of mushrooms.
Porcupine quill.
And that Steller's jay is saying something. What's it saying?
Shook, 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 shook.
Mm-hmm.
We're afraid of Steller Chase because Steller Chase might eat us.
Oh, the lizards are saying that? Good point. Now, the littlest friend says, "Hey, wait for me." She needs to move quickly because the others are all the way off. And they say, "In the beginning, we run like maniacs." Oh, look, there's a...
Oof.
There's a chipmunk's nest, a swarm of bees, a flock of birds. Until a ripe batch of thimbleberries slows us down. And a Douglas fir bough. A western toad. Elle teaches us how to make leaf baskets. Oh, wow. They look beautiful, don't they? "Like this, Elle," they say. And Elle is showing them, yep, she's made a beautiful basket. And in the picture, we can see Wren's sketchbook. And Wren is showing us how she is also making a basket. You find one big leaf with five tips. Then you poke the stem into the opposite leaf tip. And then tip by tip, you poke the leaf tips with the stem. And then you can pack it with berries. Isn't that interesting? "We have eaten too many berries," says Wren. And they're all stuck. Elle says, "Is that possible?" It looks like it is. "I thought we were saving some for later," says the last little friend. And tap, 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 says the woodpecker, who is going after maybe some carpenter ants, it looks like. The hike gets steep and the trail narrows. And here comes Hattie. Boo! She says. Ah! Hattie, how'd you get up there so fast? Looks like she might have jumped over some redwood sorrel. Do you think? Mm-hmm. In the picture, we can see a lot of things. Yeah. Hattie says, I thought we were saving some for later. But they got lost now.
Got lost.
Mm-hmm. Which way is north? Says Elle. And Hattie's got her map upside down, so she's not going to get much help for that, is she? And Wren is looking at hers kind of sideways and says, pretty sure we were not supposed to cross a river yet. But in the river, we can see frogs and a beaver and...
turtle.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of things going on in here. Hattie says, did we go left after the berry patch? Right, I think, says Wren. Elle has moved on, and she says, Wren, what's another word for blue? Can you think of another word for blue? It depends on what kind of blue it is, right? She says, azure, cerulean, cobalt, because there's lots of different shades of blue, right? In Wren's sketchbook, she is drawing the map, and she says, Hattie always finds the route. They're sitting on top of a tree branch that's over a field of violets. It's beautiful. We're halfway there, says Hattie, and in no time we get back on track. But they have found real tracks now, haven't they? Wren is looking at them. Who made these? What do these tracks look like to you? They're hoofs, wouldn't you think? Mm-hmm. A deer walks past and Bean sneezes. Achoo, says the dog. And the white-tailed deer looks over. What was that? He thinks. And in the picture, we can see so many other things. There's a black morel mushroom. There's a western tiger swallow-tailed butterfly. There's even a tree burl. The deer vanishes so quick, we wonder if it was ever really there. Poof. They do move fast, don't they? A light rain comes and goes. The birds are happy. We listen to them chirp and chatter in the trees. Doop, 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 doop. That's right. And Elle says, this is the river we're looking for, right, Hattie? Let's see. Yep, says Hattie. And look, in Wren's sketchbook, she is now drawing the birds. There's Anna's hummingbird, a mountain chickadee, and a mountain bluebird. I wonder if that's the bluebird of happiness. What do you think? Hattie gets tired, and Elle offers to carry her. And it looks like maybe she's calling out to her and says something, but they can't hear her. They say, we can't hear you. And then she says, I said 30 minutes to the top. Right?
Raven.
Yeah, Wren is trying to talk to her sisters or her friends, and she is telling them something important, but they're by a huge waterfall. A massive waterfall. And it's so loud. Yep. Yep. Elle is carrying Hattie, but they can't hear Wren over the waterfall.
Banana slugs are poisonous too.
Are they?
Yeah.
Soon Elle is tired too, and so poor Wren has to carry both Elle and Hattie. Giddy up, says Hattie as she's being carried. I can't do this much longer, says Wren. And whoof! Ride's over, everyone. Everybody gets off. They climb up to the summit of the mountain, and brr, it's getting chilly, they think, because it looks like it might be pretty cold up there. But even at the top of the mountain, there are things growing, right? Mm-hmm. And at the top, Wren takes out her flag. Elle reads her poem, and Hattie releases feathers into the wind.
Why feathers?
Because it's a beautiful thing to do. We did it, they say. down the mountain they go. And as they near their home, we can see, look at this, the constellations have come out. What a beautiful walk. What a beautiful hike. And here are some more notes from Rin's sketchbook. There are some things that she saw today. The jaybird, who is noisy and smart. The barred owlets. The dead trees. Uh-oh.
I'm just doing my job.
Mm-hmm. And then bzzz, a swarm of bees. Some invasive plants. Uh-huh. Uh-oh. A red alder reproduction cycle is in here if you're ever curious about how they do that. And we get to see all kinds of things about mollusks. Do you know what a mollusk is? A slug, a snail, some shellfish, and octopuses.
Oyster.
Yeah, I'm a mollusk, says the oyster. Mm-hmm. But so is that banana slug.
Root.
It's true.
But not a banana.
Banana. We also see the different sorts of things that you could potentially eat. Snowberries are delicious for birds, but they are toxic for
humans.
Don't eat them. There's a vanilla leaf. Mmm, it's an insect repellent. Thimbleberries. And then different kinds of rodents. The beaver and the porcupine. Did you know that they were rodents? They are. We also get to see all kinds of things that she has seen along her walk. Animals, lichen, waterfalls, clouds. Friends, it's an amazing book to read. And I highly recommend that you check it out. And it is also
the end. Oh no, it's a blue jay. We better get out of here.
Run, little lizards.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.